Our next public hearing is subdivision 2007-14, Bob Brooks Beaver Dam Properties LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, by dividing 14.08 acres into 21 lots, utilizing the cluster development concept and located at the southwest corner of the intersection of Road 280 and Road 285. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments on this application.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC review of September 15th of 2008 will be made a part of the record, and the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet and a revised plan on October 14th of this year, and each commission member has received a copy of that and has not received any additional correspondence.
All right, sir. Well, thank you.
Hey, Rod.
Is there anyone here in the public with an interest in this application this evening? All right, then. And the chair still recognizes Mr. Fuqua.
I see. It's another sigh of relief.
I was told that the Planning Commission has some appointment later tonight, and you wanted things to go quick tonight, so
we'll try to continue that.
Indeed. I think Mr. Abbott told me that.
That's right.
Again, for the record, my name is James Fuqua. I represent the applicant. Bob Brooks, seated right back here. Roger Gross from Mearstone Consulting is also here. He did the design. There was an exhibit book submitted, which I believe you gentlemen have a copy of that. This is an application for a 21-lot cluster subdivision to be known as Sunny Acres at Beaver Dam. The property is located at the southwest corner of the intersection of Stokely Road and Beaver Dam Road. The site contains about 14 acres and is currently zoned AR1. Approximately 6.2 acres of the site are wooded to some extent. About 3.2 acres of that, or 52%, will be preserved as open space. And the lots that are created in the wooded area, similar to the prior application, will be restricted to minimize clearing of those lots, except for areas of construction for driveways and homes. There are approximately 2 acres of Section 404 federal wetlands on the site. They were delineated by Atlantic Resource Management. All of the wetland areas will be preserved. None of the wetlands encroach within any lot lines, and there will be a buffer provided between the lot lines and the wetland line. Because of the size of the development, a traffic impact study was not required. Referring to the site plan, you can see that there is one entrance from Stokely Road. The entrance, of course, will be designed to comply with the requirements of DLDOT as far as the entrance permit. The site plan shows that entranceway meeting into a common area traffic circle, and then there's 3 courts or sections of the development leading off of that circle, giving access to the lots. The proposed lots vary in size from the smallest lot of approximately 8,050 square feet to the largest lot, about 29,500 square feet. The average lot size is approximately 15,000 square feet. Wall Branch borders the property on the west. There is a 50-foot buffer provided from the branch itself that would remain undisturbed. The wetlands are located along the west side of the property adjacent to Wall Branch. There is a buffer, as I mentioned, between the wetlands and the lot lines, and that buffer varies in distance from the closest point, which is approximately 17 feet, to the greatest point, which is about 130 feet, and the area along that meandering buffer, again, varies between those extremes. Most of that area, I'd say, is approximately 50 to 60 feet or so from the federal wetland line. The stormwater management area is located, again, on the west side of the property, and that is the natural low area of the site. The total open space provided on this design is approximately 5 acres. That does include the stormwater management area, the federal wetland areas, the common areas, and the buffer areas. And that total area is approximately 36,000 square feet. A school bus stop will be located in cooperation and discussions with the school district. There is a buffer provided along Stokely Road, so there's an area right on the road there where that school bus stop can be provided. Sidewalks will be located on both sides of the street. The roads will be built to county specifications. This will be curbed and gutted subdivision. Also, street lights will be located on all community streets. The common area provided is basically going to be that center area in that traffic circle, and basically what's intended there is to have something along the lines of the circle in Georgetown, basically some type of a gazebo, benches, and that'll serve as a community gathering area. Also, there's a walking trail in addition to the sidewalks, which Roger can just show comes from the end of the cul-de-sac around the western perimeter of the site back to the entrance. The 21 proposed lots on 14.08 acres is a density of 1.49 lots per acre, which complies with the low density requirements of the ordinance. The property is in the Cape Henlopen School District, and fire service is provided by the Lewis Fire Company. And again, a standard small HOA will be formed to enforce the restrictions and to maintain the common areas. As I said, the site is zoned AR1. It is located in the low-density area of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This site, as originally filed with the original application, proposed 8 three-quarter acre lots. There had already been approved 4 lots along Stokely Road, so as originally contemplated, it was going to be 12 lots. They were larger lots, and they were going to be lots with on-site septic systems. Again, in a way similar to the application I just presented, due to changes in the area and basically development of other residential communities in the area, Artesian Water Company and Wastewater Management acquired a certificate of public convenience and necessity for this area. So both water and wastewater to serve this site and this area now exists. And again, actually, Artesian actually acquired an easement from this property right along Beaver Dam Road, and that's where the sewer line runs. There is, again, in the exhibit book that was submitted, there's an ability to serve letter from Artesian. The proposed subdivision is consistent with the nature of the area. There's several large residential developments that have been approved and actually developed in the area. Going north on Beaver Dam Road is Heron Bay, and across from Herring Bay is Oak Creek Farms, again, located just north of the site. Again, I mentioned there was an exhibit book submitted. That exhibit book does contain a summary of the application's compliance with the Section 99.9C items of the subdivision ordinance, and also Roger prepared a summary of the provision's compliance with the cluster subdivision requirements. I again have proposed the conditions and findings of facts, which I'll submit to Mr. Lank to hand out to you. And subject to your questions, that will conclude our presentation.
All right, sir. Thank you. And
thanks, sir.
We'll start with our good friend, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Am I correct in that on this property that where the 404 wetlands are, there's also a perennial stream as well?
Yes, that's a walled branch.
And an approximate, what's the buffer from the stream to the nearest lot line?
The there's a 50-foot buffer from Wall Branch provided. And the and then I guess on top of that, you would have the what I refer to as the wetland buffer. So it's no closer than 50 feet. I guess technically, probably the closest point would be the 15 and the 17, so it's probably 67 feet. Would that be right?
Actually, Mr. Johnson, Roger Gross with Mearstone Consultants, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The 50 foot is the landward buffer from an ordinary high water mark in a perennial stream. That's delineated on the plan, but the actual buffer from the stream that we're providing is probably along the order of 130 feet and better than that.
So the nearest buffer to that high water line that you're referencing is about 120 feet?
Yeah, our nearest lot line.
Yeah, the actual stream runs coincidental with the property boundaries. There's a, it's hard to see, and I don't know if it shows up on the revised print that you have in front of you, but there's a 50-foot dimensioned buffer. That's the code buffer required from the stream. But the actual buffer to the stream is more along this magnitude here, which is greater than 100 feet.
Okay. And then you reference the buffer from the 404 wetlands ranges from 17.4 feet up to a significantly amount, greater amount.
Yeah, what we're designated on here, right here is the closest point, and that was the 17-foot point. Again, that's the closest point. Here was 130 feet, which is probably the furthest point. And the majority of it, again, is more in the magnitude of 50, 60 feet.
And regardless of what's in the ordinance concerning buffers from wetlands, you feel the 17.4 feet is adequate buffering from that those wetlands to prevent any impact on them, and as well as their abilities to filter nutrients and.
Well, again, there is no required buffer from 404.
I acknowledge that first, Mr. Urey. I said, but do you feel the 17.4 feet is an adequate buffer?
Yes.
Okay.
And one thing I'd like to offer in regards to that, if you look at where it's dimensioned, it's really a dimensional problem. It's you're required to have 100-foot depth on your lots. It's really a corner of that lot meeting the dimensional requirements of the lot. Really would expect that the dwellings and any things associated with the lot would be closer up to the cul-de-sac, well in excess of that 17.4 feet.
Right, that's the rear corner of the property, so the building would be
much further from that.
And we were trying to show the extreme close points.
And I believe that's in a wooded area anyhow, so perhaps all those trees won't be clear-cut to that would aid in providing additional buffering from those wetlands.
Again, the lots with the woods on them are intended to be restricted as far as clearing.
I did have a question talking about the wetlands, and this is in your section 2 under draft provisions for the Sunny Acres at Beaver Dam. The very last one talks about wetlands disclosure. And your statement is, in addition, any deeds for lots containing either state or federal wetlands shall contain the following. Is that implying that there may be some lot lines that would include wetlands?
No, it's kind of a circular argument. The zoning ordinance actually requires that disclosure. So we just put it in there that we were going to comply with the county ordinance. But, again, there are no wetlands within any lot lines or bordering any lot lines.
Just clarifying. Thank you.
Yeah, that's in every single set of restrictions that we review for TAC.
Right.
Okay.
And then referring to the TAC comments that were that are part of the record, there's a section in there where they, and this is from the drainage program, where they were concerned about the removal of trees for the creation of the stormwater management pond. In response to those TAC comments, were there any adjustments made with your stormwater management pond?
Actually, yes. On this exhibit and on the revised plan that you have, we tried to basically, and let me preface what I'm going to say by saying that it's not a finalized design. It's really, you know, a preliminary type layout. Obviously, when you crunch the numbers, you end up with what your requirements are and size is. But we tried to make an effort to pull that out. But as Mr. Fuqua had stated, generally, you know, the best place for a stormwater facility is downhill. When you try to move that and put it in other areas, you end up with either moving a lot of dirt or putting in a pump station. So, you know, we'll look at, you know, every avenue we can in regards to best management practices and any other type of standard DENREC approved stormwater system to do what we can to minimize what we have to remove as far as any forest removal.
So your short answer is you'll do whatever possible to minimize the removal of trees to put in your stormwater management pond.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Something like that.
And also, I noticed in the plus, and these were comments from Mr. Robertson in his review, there was discussion that you were buffer only appeared to be 20 feet, the agricultural buffer?
Yes, actually, and that was the main reason for submitting a revised plan before the 10-day deadline, was to address Mr. Robertson's comments in regards to, he had noted that we have two residential areas on the site, or adjacent residential areas here and here, and we had originally drawn this buffer here as 24 wide, so we corrected that with the revision.
Okay.
And he also mentioned that and that's the reason that your plan also reflects the landward 50-foot buffer from the perennial stream, because that was another one of his questions that he had.
Okay.
That was the main purpose of getting the revised plan back.
Well, I just like I said, I just want to make sure those issues that were raised in the by TAC were addressed in your revised plan.
Yes. So.
Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this time.
That's sir. Mr. Burton.
Why is the landscaping plan only shown on half of that site and the site we have?
The intent here is this is existing wooded buffer to remain, so it's not, we're not looking to remove this and plant, we're looking to
more talking it. About the entrance.
Of the entrance?
I think because of the trail. It's just
it's just more of a conflict with the trail. It was just a decision based on, you know, looking at the plan and trying to get some connectivity with the trail.
There would be landscaping along that trail. Right.
There would be,
yes.
And along the roadway there.
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
Just one, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Has I know close to here there is a rather old, probably historic church. Have you done any site work just to see if there's any artifacts or any archaeological interest in the area prior to?
I'm not aware of any studies that have been performed. I haven't, you know, been involved in anything of that nature. I don't know if the owner has, through his environmental study, had any work done or not.
That would, of course, if you were in there doing your site work and you came upon anything of interest, you'd have to notify the appropriate department.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Wait, where's the church? Is that?
The St. George's Church, and I know there's a...
That would be south of your location.
Yeah.
On the site itself...
23.
Yeah, the site itself, of course, it's been cleared and tilled, so I mean, that ground's been disturbed. The wooded areas are in the back here. The church, it is down further, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that considerably... I mean, that's not close to this. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. I'm familiar with the church.
It's down here.
On both sides of the road.
Same church.
With the church. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a couple miles, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
No more questions.
Mr. Counts.
Just one quick question about your response on 99C number 2, which refers to use of wetlands and floodplains. We talked very much about the wetlands, but your response doesn't make any reference to floodplains. Is there a mass floodplain?
There is a floodplain. It's not a detailed. There's different types of 100-year floodplains. Some have elevations associated with it, where there was a detailed study. This one is a generic floodplain line. The line actually is it's on the plan. I believe it's on the copies.
I couldn't pick it out. That's why I asked the question.
But generally, it is it's outside any of the lots.
Okay, that's my concern. Whether or not it impacted.
No questions. Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-14, Bob Brooks Beaver Dam Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-14? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.